Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Another day, another vault.
I was really loud there. I was way too excited.
It's a fun episode. Episode 30.
We just talked about it, too.
It's 30.
We just talked
it's
about
30.
It.
It's
30. Episode 30. Oh,
better put the hat back on.
Yeah, that's rough.
It is a...
Episode 30.
Fun episode.
Yeah, as I'm you know, we're already...
grandparents. We're going to go throw all this right again. Hey, we're going X-rated again.
Yeah, again.
Sorry.
Back down. No, just go ahead.
Thanks for your view, though. We appreciate it.
Like, watch the first 15 seconds and then go.
All right, leave. That, you know? Yeah. Before we get into anything too much, koozies, $4, white red, hats.
Hats.
Oh, 15, look at 20. This, man.
I bought one.
I'm not wearing our hat. I'm supporting another local business.
If I would have remembered, I would have had you pick me up on two.
Yeah, supporting another local business.
We're supporting local business around here.
We are. So please support ours.
The Vault LLC. Just kidding. We don't have an LLC just yet.
Maybe one day. All right.
Hang on. We're talking really fast. Like the stiff socks. They talk really fast and they're just so fast.
All right. We're going to slow things down.
Yeah. We're
going to
slow
it down.
Or else we're going to have like a 5-minute episode.
That'd be fun. Maybe people may like that. All right.
I'd like it.
I would too.
Haha.
I like it. First fact. We're double facting it today. Because I don't know where we're going with this. There are 100 folds on a chef hat. Did you know that? You know the point? There's 100 folds.
Really?
Do you know what they stand for? The 100 ways to cook an egg.
Really?
Yeah. And it gets more interesting. So the number, they're called pleats.
Yeah.
So the number of pleats shown is in tribute to the chef's experience. So if you see 45 pleats, he knows how to cook an egg 45 ways.
Hey. I'd have 3.
I may have 4.
Scrambled, fried, and boiled.
Oh, I think I have 5 then.
Probably 4. I got poached egg.
Oh, maybe I may have 6 then. You got to do sunny side up.
And over easy. That's fried eggs. That's it depends on.
I mean, yeah, but yeah.
Depends on how you cook. I guess you can like cook 5. That like 100 different ways.
I guess.
Like 4 different ways. 2 different ways.
Or is deviled eggs a way to
scrambled
cook an egg?
Scrambled eggs. Did I say scrambled eggs?
Yeah, he said that's the first thing he said. But that's kind of interesting. That shows you how many that I'm never gonna sit there and count to 100. Be like, yeah, he looks like he knows how to cook an egg. Good for him.
That's pretty neat, though. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I always wondered why there were so many, like all scruffled up.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why.
That's pretty cool. Mine's completely different than yours.
Okay.
Found it on Facebook this morning.
Oh, Facebook. you know, it's got to be right then.
Yeah. The bullets for the machine guns used in American combat planes of World War II and since were in chains 27 feet in length.
That's a pretty long length.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
In planes.
Yeah, in planes.
Got it.
Thus, if a pilot was able to fire all his bullets off at one target, he was said to have given his adversary the full 9 yards.
Wow.
Because 9 yards is, you know, 27 feet. Well, you know, the standard belt was 27 feet long, 9 feet, 9 yards. We're having trouble over here talking, just me. That's where the expression, well, there was another one. It was cool.
That's where the expression, the whole 9 yards comes from.
Yeah, but there was another one. There was another expression. I guess I didn't get it in there.
Now I know where
that's like a half fact. I'll come back with the second half fact next week.
That's kind of cool to know where the whole 9 yards comes from.
Yeah, if I wouldn't have butchered it and you could have understood it,
yeah,
it would have been a really cool fact.
He did feel like he was having a stroke. I'm used to it. They're probably not.
They're so like, well, wait a second.
What's he saying?
Hang on, we got to pause it.
Yeah, okay.
Write it down.
You just let him go with it. He's going to get there eventually.
I'm going to get there. just give me a second.
So today we have another X-rated episode again. This is a parental warning. If you are listening to this with kids, it is your choice to continue to listen to it in front of them, not ours. We're just talking. You're choosing to listen. As always, we thank you for our listens.
Yes.
If you want to back out, now you can. Come back tomorrow. Listen to the first 4 minutes, whatever. Back out. This is a Would You Rather X-rated, though, one.
Yeah, we've did a Would You Rather
before. We didn't talk about this stuff.
Nothing dirty on there. It was like, you know, clean. Whatever clean Would You Rathers were.
Yeah, not anymore. No. We're opening up our true selves now.
Oh, boy. I hope you're not opening up for me.
I'm not opening up for you.
Wink.
Not on camera. All right, so
double wink.
Would you rather wrestle naked in Jell-O or pudding?
Who am I wrestling?
I mean, like your significant other. Not me.
That's what I was curious about.
Not me. Like obviously.
Jell-O or pudding?
Yeah, I think I'm going Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Pudding's going to get crevices.
Like, yeah, pudding's too messy.
Pudding's going to get in crevices.
Yeah.
Also, if it's chocolate pudding, how am I going to know that she didn't shit everywhere? And then, how am I going to distinguish the difference between pudding and shit?
No, I get that. It smells, I guess.
Yeah, but then what if it's all mixed together? Then you don't know.
Yeah, then it just smells like really bad pudding.
It's going to taste like really bad pudding, too.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Would you rather have sex with somebody that had bad BO or bad breath?
Ooh, bad breath.
Jumping right into it.
Bad breath. I couldn't do it smelling that other person. Oh, that'd be gross. Like, I get bad breath, like, if you tried kissing and, like, talking, but, like, hey, you don't got to kiss.
Right.
But you're going to smell that BO, though.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. 100%. I mean, we talked about that a little bit beforehand.
But it's definitely got to be bad breath.
Yeah, definitely bad breath. You can fix bad breath.
Yeah, God brushing your teeth.
With my tongue. Oh, boy. Some people's hearing another side I've never heard from before.
I'm getting excited over here. Oh, boy. Would you rather have sex...
You can look on the camera and see me look down.
Whoa! Hey, would you rather have sex in your parents' bed or in a mattress store?
Mattress store, probably. That'd be fun.
I'll go up mattress store. I think it'd be exciting to try and like not get caught.
It'd be like an adventure.
But I'm just saying, you're going to see it on the Channel 4 News at 10. Couple caught in mattress firm. Yeah, what were they doing in there? Yeah, you know.
You know. Mattress stuff.
We were testing it out.
That's what you gotta do.
People take cars for a test drive. Why can't I take a mattress for a test drive?
That's fair.
I think it's only fair. See, I changed the sheets. So, it doesn't have sheets on it. It's fine.
Right. So here's another thing, you know, besides, you know, that going into a mattress store and doing that, buying a mattress, you know, just buying a mattress. Like, yeah, you might like lay on it for a few minutes and be like, yeah, this is comfortable. But, like, how do you know? Like, how do you know how this is going to affect you if you're even going to be able to sleep on it?
That's true.
You know,
you didn't go to sleep on it, you just laid on it.
Right.
I've laid on a couch for a little bit and said, this is comfortable. Then I laid there like 5 minutes later and I was like, I'm
comfortable. It's too hard or too soft. It sinks too far. All right,
enough about mattresses.
Yeah. This is not, this is not an ad. This is not an ad. I don't do ads.
Do you want to do your Burger King?
You know, their chicken sandwich.
The spicy one
is delicious.
I knew it was coming.
Would you rather see your other half in a porno? Or your parents.
That's tough. But I'm going to say my other half. Don't want to see my parents.
I have to agree with you on that.
I mean, it's tough. Especially if...
It's tough.
It's tough, especially if my other half's getting railed by a big old one. I ain't got that, so... I mean, good for her. Stepping out. Good for her.
Making money.
Good for you. Hey, yeah. That's the other half, because then I'm probably making some royalties off of that, too, that video. Probably. So, hey, she's making money for us. Good. Supporting her. Supporting her and her dreams.
Hopefully it's not her dreams.
No. Would you rather send nudes to your boss... Accidentally send nudes to your boss or to your parents?
You know, that's a good one.
I'm going to say my boss. That's a good question.
Can I tell a story?
Did you do that?
No.
Did you know someone that did that?
No.
Oh, then what's your story about?
I'll tell you here in a second. Yeah, boss. I don't see my boss enough for that to really matter. He'd just be like, what?
He'd be like, nice cock, bro.
For sexual assault or something. Nice cock, bro.
Oh, nice.
No. The accidental video I sent you.
Oh, no, we're not talking about that. You brought it up. We're not talking about that.
Here's what's going to happen. I thought I was going to mention it, but I guess not.
He sent me a video on Snapchat. I see it. There's like 4 videos pop up, and before I open them, I get a phone call from him. I'm letting air out, whatever. And he goes, hey, I just sent you something on Snapchat. Don't watch it. I said, okay, what is it? He goes, well, there was a pimple by my butt. I couldn't see it, so I took a video of it. And I said, you did what now? You said, you sent it to me. He goes, it's on accident. I was like, I don't think it was.
I'm glad it went to you and not my story or anybody else.
Could you imagine if that went to somebody else, then I didn't have their number?
But I was like, I have never turned my head away so fast and clicked the next button just to get it off there. What happens
when you didn't click fast or long enough?
I just kept, like, keeping my head turned. And, like, I kept clicking. And then, like, I glanced and, like, it was back on the home screen. So I was like, oh, thank God.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's funny.
No, it's not funny.
I mean, it's funny now.
I'm never going to speak of this again because it was gross.
Yeah, don't ask about it. Don't ask about it.
Yeah, so definitely going back. Yeah. Definitely the boss.
Yeah, definitely the boss. Would you rather wear somebody else's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush? I forgot the second half. I know.
Oh, son of a gun.
Dirty underwear or use their toothbrush?
Does this person have a clean mouth? I think there's a lot of stipulations here.
Irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant.
Well, if they have a dirty mouth, then they probably don't use a toothbrush.
I'm saying toothbrush. Because they're dirty underwear. What if they have AIDS? Or what if they have herpes?
That's fair.
I'm not trying. What if they got crabs? I'm not trying to catch that. I don't think you can catch AIDS through underwear. You can't, but whatever.
How do you catch AIDS? AIDS is blood.
Blood, yeah.
Like it'll bleed into their underwear and you put it on.
Yeah, but it's blood on blood. Isn't it? I don't know.
Blood into an open wound is what it is.
Toothbrush.
Yeah, definitely toothbrush. Yeah. Because you can. You wash it in the toilet.
I'm saying you could, like, rinse it off, like, before you put your mouth.
Rinse it off.
I'm putting so much toothpaste on there. I'm probably pouring some mouthwash on there, too.
Yeah. Nobody said anything about that. Yeah, toothbrush. You know, it's just a question. All right. I'm going to get all hostile about it.
I'm not getting hostile. You're getting.
Sounds like it.
Would you rather walk in on your friend or your friend walk in on you? Just yes. Either one. You're naked. Would you rather walk in on your friend that's naked or your friend walk in on you being naked? I think it's the easiest answer.
I feel like it is the same either way.
It's not, because I'm having my friend walk in on me naked, because then it's on, say if it was you, then it's on you for not knocking and just walking in.
That's fair.
Because you're the person walking through the door.
Yeah.
See, if I walked in on you, it'd be on me. Then you'd be like, why'd you walk in on me? Like, you got me there.
You'd be like, nice cock, bro.
Nice cock. Hey, congrats.
Congrats, bro.
I'm trying to see what Liz is working with. That's what she gets. Good for her.
Oh, boy. This is X-rated. This is our normal conversation.
It really is.
And now we just get it on video.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Mom. Yeah. I'm already a disappointment to you anyway, so what's the matter?
What's it gonna hurt? What was that question? Oh,
walking in.
Would you rather not have sex for a year or have sex every day but never orgasm?
Have sex every day but never orgasm. Like every day for a year, or just every day for the rest of your life? Or is this a yearly time period? Well, I gotta know how long it is. Because if it's for a year, I'm gonna say have sex. No, I'm not have sex for a year.
Let's say just for a year.
I'm gonna say not have sex for a year.
I can do that. You're close.
Hey, you can go kiss my ass.
Easy.
Oh, we're on camera. Hey.
Your friend's in a room. That's funny. Every time I say it, it's funny.
So what would yours be?
What was the question?
Not have sex for a year, or have sex every day for a year but never orgasm.
Not have sex for a year.
Yeah. Here's my thing. You get someone pregnant, you're probably not having sex for a year anyway, unless you're really freaky. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Would you rather always make out for an hour or always last less than 7 minutes? I'm lasting less than 7 minutes.
Is that not the normal?
Because making out for an hour, that's a long time to make out.
I'm trying to come up for some air.
Yeah, I'm going to be like a beach dweller. I'm just saying, you're going to have the best 6 minutes and 59 seconds of your life. Because you're going to start practicing and being good at under 7 minutes. You're going to figure out what works. You're going to practice for that? I'm just saying. You're going to figure out what works under 7 minutes. You're going to give that girl the best 7 minutes of her life.
Yeah.
Making out for an hour, that just seems like
that's an hour's a long time. Kiss. Yeah.
An hour's a long time for anything. Yeah. That's tough. Like, tough to make out for an hour.
Oh, yeah. I was like, no, that's an easy question. Answer. Yeah.
That's an easy question.
Sorry.
Would you rather drink 2 liters of piss or 2 liters of sweat? Your own.
Piss. Because you can survive off of piss.
Not long, but you can.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. You're not supposed to drink sweat. Sweat has to probably be one of the most saltiest.
Yeah.
I would do piss.
Yeah.
Do you have to drink it all at once? Like, gulp it? Or is it just like, hey, drink these 2 liters when you can?
I'm going to say there has to be a timeline to it.
Okay, like within like a week? A couple days. Oh, yeah, 2 liters.
I definitely shotgun it.
Oh, no, we're getting that thing down.
Yeah, we're getting that
thing down. That may kill you,
though. We're chasing it.
That may kill you.
Or chasing with tequila.
Or chasing with a bullet to the head.
Chasing it straight to the hospital. That's where we're going.
Straight 6 feet under. Would you rather have a partner who would you have a partner who fakes an orgasm but is terrible at oral? Or have someone that always orgasms? Sorry, I messed that one up.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way that's the alternative.
Wait, would you rather have someone who fakes an orgasm but is exceptional at oral, or have someone that always orgasms but is terrible at oral?
I mean, if they fake it good, you won't know, right?
Yeah, but then they're going to tell their friends that you can't make them.
That's their problem.
And then it's going to come back to you, and you're going to feel diminished.
That's their problem.
Yeah, it's their problem. I completely agree. If they, it depends on how good they're faking it. You can fake it till you make it. Hey, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I thought you were going to hit with me.
Oh, hey now. Hey now. The camera is rolling. We can't be doing that stuff.
Two friends in a room.
They will kiss.
Yes, they will.
What?
What?
Jeez. So yours is definitely the one who fakes it?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, definitely. 100%. I agree.
100%.
I agree.
Well, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
Would you? This one's not really a dirty one. I just threw this one in here. Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk for a nose or a giraffe neck? Definitely elephant trunk.
Nose?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Because hear me out. You can be eaten with your nose. And you can... Whatever else you can do with your hands at that time. You can
knock the shit out of somebody.
You say, boom! Dead. Maybe not dead.
It'd knock them out.
Oh, yeah.
Floyd Mayweather, come get this trunk.
You could,
That sounded gay. I apologize.
Come get it.
Come get this trunk,
big boy. I feel like it'd be fun to just always have water in your spout and just go around and squirt people with it. You know, would that not be fun?
I mean, yeah, I guess
it would be fun.
Teach their own.
I'd squirt my dogs.
Yeah, but could you imagine the stuff you could do if you had a giraffe neck?
What could you possibly do?
See people that you wouldn't normally be able to see. You could see over every aisle in Walmart.
Yeah, but then everybody could see you too.
Yeah, good.
Why good?
You can knock the shit out of somebody with that neck too.
Yeah, that's how giraffes fight. They throw their necks at each other.
Oh, I just got whiplash. All right.
Yeah, you wouldn't be good with a giraffe neck.
I'd kick your ass if I had a giraffe neck.
You get whiplash.
I'd still kick your ass.
I'd smack you on my trunk.
Would you rather initiate sex but get rejected by 3 people in a row, or have a broken shoulder and be in the hospital for a week? So get rejected three times in a row for initiating sex or being in the hospital for a week with a broken shoulder.
What does that even mean, initiate?
Like, so you're, like, you go up, so, like, you, like, initiate sex with them. Like, you're...
Like, you're trying.
Yeah, you're trying. Okay. And get rejected three times in a row or be in the hospital for a week with a broken shoulder.
Well, I've never been in the hospital
with break a broken my shoulder.
What?
What? I have been rejected three times in a row, though. Is what he's saying.
I've never been rejected.
Break my shoulder. Out of those two scenarios, you break my shoulder. I'm in the hospital for a week. I ain't getting rejected three times in a row. That's demoralizing.
Yet we're here.
Hey.
Hey, easy. Easy on the feelings.
I haven't been rejected.
As that happens, your mom texts you. Are you okay? She really did text you. Oh. That's why I said that.
No.
Yeah, definitely hospital.
Broken shoulder.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Right. I don't know how bad that would hurt. I mean, I know what a broken thumb feels like. A
broken shoulder probably hurt, but you're only in the hospital for a week.
Yeah. Like, after the week, are you healed?
I don't know. But you're not in the hospital. And you're not getting rejected three times in a row.
But maybe they'll feel bad for you after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pity party.
You're thinking? You're thinking? Okay. Okay. Here's another non-dirty one. Would you rather be a superhero or a wizard?
I'm so glad this is X-rated. Superhero.
I couldn't start out with that.
Superhero.
I don't know.
Imagine the ladies you could get if you're a superhero.
Imagine if I was single, the ladies I'd get if I was a wizard.
Yeah.
Love potions.
Oh, cool. Love potions. Yeah, then it's fake.
You're putting a potion
on them. You're putting a potion on them.
Yeah, but they don't know.
Yeah, but you know.
Do I?
Yeah, you're putting a potion on them to make you love you. If I'm a superhero, they're going to love me because I save everybody else. It's not fake then. They're going to be like, this guy's a genuinely good dude. You know that you are faking it.
You know they still hated Superman and Spider-Man.
No, no one hates Spider-Man. No. Nope. Wrong. J. Jonah Jameson hates Spider-Man because he wishes he could be Spider-Man. Mm. I tell you what. All right.
So did I answer that question?
No. I think you said wizard.
Yeah, I did say wizard.
I'm going superhero.
Wizard. Potions. Harry Potter.
Superhero.
That's cool.
Harry Potter's not that cool. All right. Would you rather have a would you rather have a mason jar shatter in your anus or get a paper cut on your balls and penis? I'm getting a paper
cut. How bad's the paper cut?
It's a paper cut.
I mean, it hurts bad no matter where it's at.
I know. I'm just saying, so you're getting a
paper cut. Definitely paper cut.
I ain't getting glass shattered. His anus?
Yes. It was weird. I don't know.
Yo, they had the weirdest world records.
I didn't watch it. I don't remember watching it anyway.
You just go up to some random person on the street. Hey, what do you do?
Good. Would you rather...
Wait, so would you go with a paper cut?
Yeah,
okay. Paper cut. Just making sure.
Would you rather read a sensual book with me aloud... or watch a sensual movie with me?
Are we both reading?
Listen, we're reading The Notebook out loud, or we're watching Kissing Booth 2. Which one is it?
We're watching The Kissing Booth. We're sitting on opposite ends of the couch.
I'm still watching it together.
Yeah, we're still sitting on. I'm not sitting next to you, putting my head on your shoulder, reading The Notebook. I love The Notebook. That's a good movie.
I might tear up a little bit.
That's fine. I'll make fun of your ass.
Like you already do. So what is the difference? So which one is it?
Definitely watching the movie.
You wouldn't read The Notebook with me aloud?
No.
Nobody said anything about it. We had to be characters.
No. It's just there's some weird type of like reading a book reading aloud together.
That
just
with each other?
Throws me off. That's weird.
That is odd.
That'd be like us reading the characters' lines together. Like, you'd be...
It'd be fun to do, but maybe not a central book.
Yeah. You know? Maybe like, you know...
Like Fast and Furious or something.
Yeah. I don't think they make Fast and Furious.
Dom! You know?
Yeah. They don't make Fast and Furious books, but good try.
I know, but like, yeah. You know, if they made them, that's what I was...
Yeah, I gotcha. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying.
Margot Robbie or Ariana Grande?
Ariana, for sure.
Margot Robbie. No. That's the stupidest answer I've ever heard you say in my entire life.
Ariana.
I mean,
she She might not make the greatest songs, you know. She made a few good ones, I think. I'd have to hear them, you know. Thor 34 plus 35 isn't a very good one.
I'm just saying. Catchy. Margot Robbie.
I mean.
You're wrong. It's okay.
I mean, if they're fighting over you, I don't know. Whichever one wins.
You say, ladies. Push Ariana Grande and win. Dang, Margot Robbie.
Okay.
You have to.
Definitely Ariana for me, though.
Nope, you're wrong.
I've had a crush on her since.
I don't have a crush on Margot Robbie.
No, you're in love. It's different.
Exactly. He gets it.
Would you rather be submissive or dominant?
Dominant.
Barbecue sauce all over my body.
And the pickles. Dan Cook fans. You'll get that one.
It's a B&E.
That's a bacon and eggs. All right.
Dan Cook's a good one.
Would you rather have sex on the counter or in the shower?
Did I get to answer that?
Oh. Sorry.
Reversed. I think I did. That's okay. I won't remember that anyway because I didn't even remember if I answered or not. But I know I didn't. I mean, it depends on what activity you're doing.
I forgot what your question was. Oh, dominant submissive.
There was some in the air, forgetfulness. I mean, it depends on what it is.
I think dominant. I'm a dominant guy.
Yeah, so am I. I'm more of a leader.
No, you're submissive.
It depends on
who. You're submissive.
With who?
Liz, you're submissive.
Yeah, but God, I'm like, let's go here. You're like, all right, and then we die. That's my bad. Every time.
No, I just follow you. I'm not submissive. I just follow you because I'm like, I want to watch this guy die. Or sometimes you just run off by yourself.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, guys, on me. And I look at the map, and you're not even on my square map.
We're not even in the same game. All right. So, submissive freak or dominant? Dominant. All right.
If I got to pick one over the other.
All right. Sex on the counter or in the shower?
Counter.
Shower.
I mean... Props to both.
Props. Hey, if you do either one, congrats. Congrats on the sex. Proud of you.
Pros to both. Cons to both. I don't know if there's any cons, really.
No, not really. I mean, the only con I can see is you put food there on the counter.
Yeah.
But hey, shower.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Would you rather sleep with your celebrity crush, or with a porn star?
Celebrity crush, for sure. For sure.
What if they're both?
Hey, congrats. Congrats, bro.
Congrats, bro.
Good for you.
Celeb crush, huh?
Celebrity crush, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I'll go with that, too.
Just because...
That bear hasn't been poked as many times, most likely.
That's what I was going to say, but not the bear. But also, if you think about it, chances are not many people have seen what you're going to be seeing if it's a celebrity crush.
That's fair.
With a porn star.
Everybody has seen it.
Everybody's going to want it. Everybody that's seen it, like, you know, if they want to see it, they're going to find it.
Yeah. Who's your celeb?
We're not gonna go with
I'm just kidding. Margot Robbie.
Nope.
Really?
I can't say that on here. Because then I'm going to get a lawsuit coming at me.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Would you rather have a blowjob before bed or woken up by one? My ankle just shattered.
Both.
Can I get two of those, please?
I woken up by one.
I'm going to say woken up by one. That's a great way to start your morning. I'm just saying, if I ever get woken up by one, I'm putting a ring on that finger that day. Don't get any funny ideas. I know you know where I know you know where I live. Don't get any funny ideas. You're already married.
You know where I live.
No. Whoa, hey.
We both know where
table see through. Table see through.
So morning for you.
Yeah. Woken up by one for sure.
Same. That's just funny. I had a scenario in my head. It was funny. Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed?
If I'm handcuffed, is it just handcuffs or is it feet too?
I don't know.
If it's just hands.
There stipulations?
Yes. If it's just hands, handcuffed. Because I don't want to be laying in bed and a girl blindfold me. Be like, hey, I want to try something out. And then I take off the blindfold and there's a dude sucking my dick. Don't want that. Don't want that at all. Oh, therefore, boy. If I'm handcuffed.
Wow. Okay, that took a turn, didn't it?
If I'm handcuffed and I can see what's going on, I can kick my feet.
Serious question. If you're blindfolded and you unblindfold it, but you liked it before the blindfold, before you took it off and it was a guy, does that make you gay?
I think so, yeah. We're not going down that. It definitely does.
Does it, though?
I think it does. Because if it's who's doing it.
But you didn't know.
It's still, though.
Just unknowingly.
Yeah.
Open the door.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway, jumped right out.
If I'm handcuffed and I see a guy come in or something, or if the girl goes to touch my butthole, bang, it's a kick. Kick right to the forehead. Pow, pow.
Must say handcuffed.
But if my feet are handcuffed, too, I still think I'm going, like, my feet are cuffed. I still think I'm going handcuffed. That because I can see what's going on. I can give
you a. You know they're about to touch you.
I know. I can give a quick wiggle. Like
a big old dude, no. He holds you down.
Well, then I'm screwed either way.
Literally.
Blindfolded or handcuffed. Doesn't, if it's a big old dude, I'm done for regardless. If a big old, like, okay.
Literally screwed.
What if you're blindfolded and all of a sudden. Like, Liz goes, hey, I'll be right back. I want to try something. And next thing you know, and some big dude comes in and goes, what's up, white chocolate? And, like, starts licking your cheek. You're done for. You can't move. You can't fight him.
Could you imagine the story that would make?
God, that would be.
Could you imagine the story you'd never tell? It would be that one.
No, I'd tell it.
You think so?
I'll get a movie made after it.
White chocolate.
I'm just saying. You would. No, definitely handcuffed. All right.
Yeah, hands down. Hands cuffed.
Ass or tits? Are you an ass guy or a tit guy? Don't get me wrong. I love them both. I'm going to say more of an ass guy.
I'm the latter.
You're a tits guy? You just... Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. There's just something about a girl with a fat ass.
Never dated one.
Yeah, but you like looking at them.
Yeah. Can't argue with you.
All right.
Duh.
Duh. All right. What you got?
I thought we were going to talk more on that situation.
I mean, there's not really much to talk about.
No, not there's, really.
I'm an ass guy.
We're going to go straight from being touched by a big old burly guy to this question. Would you rather be spanked? Or do the spanking.
Do the spanking. Jesus.
For sure. Guys, 100%.
All right. Would you
rather, that was quick.
Would you rather get your ass licked or lick ass? Lick ass.
Definitely. Because you cannot like lick an ass. But what happens when they lick it and you like it?
I'm just saying. No one's,
you know what I mean?
No one's licking my ass.
That's what I'm saying. But like, what if it happens?
Then
you like it.
Like, you like someone licking, like if Liz licks your ass, and you're like, hey, no, hey.
Yeah, just, that's what I'm saying. But what if you like it at that point? Does it come down to who's doing it?
I think so. It's not like they're penetrating you. They're licking your bunghole. I'm still saying no one's licking my ass. No one's licking my ass.
This whole thing's been deep the whole time.
But
real personal.
I'm just saying, if it came down to me licking a girl's ass or a girl licking my ass, I'm licking that girl's ass.
But what if it was just an unknown?
What do you mean?
Like one of them peepholes. Not a peephole, but you know, like a hole in the wall.
I'm afraid someone would stick their finger through there and stick their finger out of my hole.
No. No. It's... No, what I'm saying, like if you didn't know which sex it was.
Oh, no, like I wouldn't do that. Wall. No, it's a girl. If it's a dude or wall, I'm getting, why the hell am I there?
What if you had the choice? Yours be licked or you lick the unknown?
Who's licking mine?
Also unknown.
This is stupid. At that point,
it's a test of your luck, ain't it?
Yeah, you flip a coin and say, well, this is what I'm going with.
Your luck's awful.
Heads, if it's heads, I'm licking ass. If it's tails, they're licking my ass. So you just flip and you go, all right, this is what I'm settled on.
That's an awful coin flip. That's an awful
coin. What would you decide if it's unknown?
I'll answer no.
You got to.
Unknown?
It's definitely a coin flip. You have to coin flip it. And just roll with whatever happens.
You got a coin?
No.
No, we're not trying it. I was curious. No. That would decide it. Here.
Just flip this koozie.
Yeah, flip this koozie. Heads.
Heads.
You're licking it.
No, it's not me. It's you.
Oh, heads. They're licking it. Tails. I'm licking it. Looks like I'm licking it. It's right underneath you. It's.
Oh! Like the boys' asses, huh?
Yeah,
hold
on.
All right. You got any more?
Nope.
I got one more. Would you rather.
Hit us with it.
Huh?
Hit us with it.
Would you rather never climax or climax prematurely every time?
Prematurely every time.
No, that's probably the easiest question ever.
No, the easiest question is, would you like a piece of cake? Yeah. Does it look like I pass up cake? Does it look like I skip a meal? I eat extra meals during the day.
I eat two pieces of cake.
It depends on what kind of cake it is. You give me a cake with some whipped icing, I'm eating the whole sheet. I'll try to.
Okay. If it's going back to the unknown, licking ass or licking ass. So someone licks a... You have a guy lick your ass... Or you put whipped icing on an unknown's ass and lick it. Which one are you doing?
Definitely unknown.
You licking the unknown with the whipped icing? Yeah. Just taking your chances?
Yeah. You're taking my chances.
At least I got whipped icing out of it.
One of them, you know that you turn the other way. The other one, you're unknown.
But you get whipped icing. So, hey, may work out for
you. Hey, it is what it is. $20 is $20.
Hey. Good for you.
Good for you.
Other than that, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @TheVault_pod.
YouTube, The Vault Podcast. I'm sorry. I was not looking at the camera.
I could tell.
I knew you were waiting on me, but I was like, what you know me for.
As always, we appreciate everybody. Yes, thank you for your support. If you like episodes like this, please let us know. If you don't, well, please let us know that too. We probably still won't listen to you. We're going to do what we want. We appreciate you.
Oh, we will take feedback.
Yeah, we will.
Kind of.
Supportive
feedback only.
No, but we really do appreciate all of you. If you guys have any ideas, questions, comments, let us know. Any topics
you want to hear episode, something talked about.
We'll talk about it for sure.
I mean, obviously, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about anything. As always, thank you guys. We are Gucci Flip Flops.
Gucci Flip Flops.